Assalamu alaikum and welcome back.
You are listening to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Let's now go on to the recipe segment, and today we're sharing with you a selection of chicken recipes with a difference. And let's begin with the red pepper chicken. You know, I've made this couple of times. Oh, it's absolutely divine. It's so easy, nothing fancy, no fancy ingredients. Just plain and simple ingredients, but
it is
absolutely divine.
Okay, for the red pepper chicken, you need one chicken cut and cleaned and washed. You marinate it with the following ingredients: a half a teaspoon of red masala, 1 teaspoon salt or to taste, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons vinegar, 1 or 2 fresh garlic pods sliced, 1 teaspoon of chicken spice, 1 teaspoon lemon pepper, 1/2 teaspoon crushed jeera, 2 teaspoons crushed red chilies. You cook all those in ghee for 45 minutes on low heat. Then you separately blend 2 red peppers, 1 tub of sour cream or cream fraiche, 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, 1 few strands of saffron. You add to the chicken and allow to simmer for 5 minutes. You garnish with coriander and sun-dried tomatoes. Mm-hmm. It's very easy and
it's
simple
very
recipe.
Easy. And let's repeat it again, and we're going to chat about it. It's a red pepper chicken recipe. It's 1 chicken cut, cleaned, and washed. You marinate with the following ingredients: 1/2 tablespoon red masala, 1 teaspoon salt or to taste, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 2 tablespoons vinegar, 1 to 2 fresh garlic pods sliced. Then 1 teaspoon of chicken spice, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of crushed jeera, 2 teaspoons crushed red chilies. You cook in ghee for about 45 minutes on a low heat. Remember, on a low heat. Then separately blend 2 red peppers, 1 tub sour cream or cream fraiche, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, and 1 few strands saffron. You add the chicken and allow to simmer for 5 minutes. Garnish with coriander and sun-dried tomatoes. You know, it is so tasty. It's a nice saucy chicken, yes. A nice saucy tangy chicken.
Yes.
And you know what's nice about it? You actually liquidizing, you're blending your red peppers and your sour cream or your cream fraiche and your tomato paste and your few strands of saffron. That really brings out the taste of the chicken.
It does, and it makes it nice and saucy, so you can serve it with any kind of bread, with a naan, with a bread, or even with rice you can, because it's saucy.
Saucy, yes.
You can serve it anyway, the way you want to.
Okay. The next recipe is a Daiga chicken, a very fancy one,
a famous
fancy one, and indeed delicious.
Very nice. Okay. This Daiga chicken is tried and tested, and it's really nice. For the Daiga chicken, it's 1 chicken cut and washed, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon garlic, 2 tablespoons of magic masala, 1 teaspoon of red chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of arad, 1 tablespoon adega spice, which can be bought from your spice shops. You marinate the chicken with the above ingredients and you cook in ghee for about 10 to 15 minutes. Meanwhile, make a sauce with 4 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of All Joy Chakalaka sauce, 3 tablespoons of the Nando's Bushveld sauce, 3 tablespoons garlic piri piri sauce, 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon of red chilies, 1 teaspoon adega spice. You boil all this together till thick. You pour over chicken and put foil over and grill in oven for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a very, very divine chicken.
Okay. For the adega chicken, it's 1 chicken cut and washed, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 tablespoon garlic, 2 tablespoons magic masala. Now, most of the listeners want to know what is magic masala.
Yes.
So, we're going to share the recipe of the magic masala as well. A teaspoon of red chilies, then 1/2 teaspoon of arad, 1 tablespoon adega spice, which can be bought from your spice store or even your butcher's deli.
Yes.
You marinate chicken with the above ingredients and cook in ghee for 10 to 15 minutes. Then, meanwhile, you make a sauce with 4 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons All Joy Chakalaka sauce, 3 tablespoons Nando's Bushveld sauce, 3 tablespoons garlic piri piri sauce, 3 tablespoons mayonnaise, a teaspoon of red chilies, and a teaspoon of Adega spice. You boil together so thick and pour over chicken and put foil over and grill in oven for about 10 minutes. Okay, now we go on to a very famous, very new chicken recipe. It's a sriracha chicken. I hope I'm pronouncing it properly.
It is the sriracha chicken. For the chicken, the ingredients, heat a pan with olive oil and add to it dry jeera. Then add 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic, ginger, red chili paste. As soon as the paste starts to infuse, take it off the heat. Top the mixture up with 1 teaspoon salt, lemon juice. Once your mixture has cooled, rub the chicken with it and leave it to marinate for a few hours in the fridge. Cook on low heat until done. Place the chicken in a roasting dish and reserve the leftover water in a pot. Now you make the mixture with the following: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of butter, 4 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of honey, 2 teaspoons of sriracha sauce, black pepper, 2 teaspoons of soya sauce. You add this mixture to your reserved water and let it boil together. Remove from heat as soon as sauce thickens a bit. Pour the sauce over the chicken and place it under a hot grill. Allow the chicken to brown and sauce to get nice and sticky. Garnish with a generous amount of chopped coriander. Mm-hmm. Something very different, but it's tasty.
Okay, we're going to repeat it and we're going to chat about it again. For the sriracha chicken, your ingredients is: you heat the pan with olive oil and add to it whole dry jeera. Then a heap teaspoon of crushed garlic, ginger, red chili paste. So as soon as the paste starts to infuse, take it off heat. Now you top the mixture up with a teaspoon of salt, lemon juice. Once mixture is cooled, rub the chicken with it and leave it to marinate for a few hours in the fridge. Cook on low heat until done. Place the chicken in a roasting dish and reserve the leftover water in the pot. Then you make a mixture with the following: 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 tablespoons butter, 4 tablespoons lemon juice, 2 tablespoons honey, 2 teaspoons sriracha sauce, black pepper, 2 tablespoons soya sauce. Add this mixture to your reserved water and let it boil together. Remove from heat as soon as sauce thickens a bit. Pour the sauce over the chicken and place it under a hot grill. Allow chicken to brown and sauce to get nice and sticky. Garnish with a generous amount of chopped coriander. Now, Ankita, it's very different, the method.
It is a very different method, G.
So basically, you're going to heat your olive oil and add it. To your olive oil, you're going to add your whole dry jeera, then your teaspoon of crushed garlic and ginger, and your red chili paste. Then as soon as that starts to infuse, you remove it from the heat. Yes. Then you top the mixture up with salt, lemon juice. Now, once the mixture is cool, you rub all the whole marinade.
Yes, you marinate it with that rub because it's like partially cooked already, the marinade. Yes. And then you rub it over the chicken and then you make the sauce.
Okay.
And then you put it on and it's a nice sticky sauce because of the honey.
Okay, yes, I see.
And the sriracha gives a totally different flavor and taste. So it's very, very tasty.
Okay. So the sauce is called a sriracha sauce.
Yes.
You get it into a long bottle, a small bottle?
It's in a bottle form.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a
and
sriracha
I think you get
sauce.
It, I don't know if you get it at the butchers also, but at the spice shops and all that, you do get it.
You do get a sriracha sauce. Okay. So indeed, very, very nice. In fact, the recipes we're sharing with you today will be ideal to make for bakri eating.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Now we go on to the next recipe. That's a Mozambican chicken.
Okay, for the Mozambican chicken, this is also a very nice tested recipe. It's really tasty. It's a one baby chicken butterfly, or you can use a normal chicken also. You marinate it with the following ingredients. That's a tablespoon of garlic, 1 tablespoon of red garlic masala, that's your magic masala again, lemon juice, olive oil, 2 teaspoons of salt, a teaspoon of lemon pepper, half a teaspoon of black pepper, 2 teaspoons of crushed red chilies, a half a teaspoon arad, half teaspoon chili powder, crushed green chilies, You marinate this overnight. You add ghee in a flat nonstick pot and you cook on high for about 15 minutes till done. Brown well till charred. Now for the sauce, you take 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of garlic butter. Then you get the 3 tablespoons of the minis Mozambican sauce, 2 tablespoons of the minis aged chili sauce, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of the Woolies lime and coriander mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon of crushed red chilies, 1 teaspoon dried parsley. You boil sauce ingredients, add the cooked chicken on a platter or foil board. Pour sauce over the chicken and sprinkle more parsley. Serve with chops.
Okay, lovely. So for the Mozambican chicken, it's 1 baby chicken butterfly. Now you can use either whole chicken
as well. Again, it's entirely up to you.
Even your chicken
fillet. Your normal chicken fillet or your chicken, whatever you want.
Okay, so it's 1 baby chicken butterfly, but you can use a whole chicken. You can use chicken fillet as well. Mm. You marinate with the following ingredients. 1 tablespoon of garlic, 1 teaspoon of red garlic masala, lemon juice, olive oil, 2 teaspoons salt, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 2 teaspoons crushed red chili, 1/2 teaspoon arad, 1/2 teaspoon chili powder, crushed green chili. You marinate overnight. Then you add ghee to a flat non-stick pot, cook chicken on high for 15 minutes till done. Brown well till it's charred. Then for the sauce, you take 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of garlic butter, 3 tablespoons of Minis Mozambican sauce, 2 tablespoons of Minis aged chili sauce, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons Woolies lime and coriander mayo, 1 teaspoon of crushed red chilies, 1 teaspoon of dried parsley. You boil sauce ingredients. You add cooked chicken on platter or foil board. Pour sauce over chicken, sprinkle more parsley, and serve with chips.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a bit of ingredients like to make up your sauce,
yes,
but certainly worth it in the end.
Again, the Minis Mozambican sauce and that aged chili sauce, you normally get it at the butcher's.
At the butcher's, yes.
Yes. And then, of course, you have to put the Woolies lime and coriander mayonnaise also.
Okay.
That you get it at Woolworths stores.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and the creature, let's know, as you know, is the sriracha sauce halal?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is halal.
Okay.
Okay, jazakallah for that.
Okay.
Now, let's share the magic masala recipe.
Okay, for the magic masala recipe, it's 1 kilo of whole dry red chilies, 1/2 kilo of fresh red chilies, 1 kilo garlic, 1 cup of jeera, 1 cup dana, 1 cup lemon juice, 1 cup of white vinegar, and a big tin of tomato puree, and salt. You just grind all this above together. But you have to soak your red chilies first in hot water. Once it softens, then you add your vinegar and your lemon juice and leave it for a while. Then you grind everything together.
Okay. Okay. So the magic masala recipe, now this magic masala can be used for all types of dishes, your meat, steak, chicken, fish, whichever you want to use.
And it works wonders.
Okay. It's 1 kilo of whole dry red chilies. It's 1 kilo of whole dry red chilies, 1/2 kilo of fresh red chilies. Now you'll find that between the whole dry red chilies and the fresh red chilies, there's definitely a difference.
There is a difference.
Because the fresh red chilies will be nice and red.
Yes.
And the whole dry chilies will be more like a maroon.
Maroon kind.
It will be more harder.
A darker red.
Darker red.
Very dark red.
Yes. And you also require 1 kilo of garlic, 1 cup jeera, 1 cup dana, 1 cup lemon juice, 1 cup white vinegar, and a big tin tomato puree and salt. You grind the above all together. You get quite a bit of...
No, you get quite a bit of masala with this. And like you said, you can use it for any recipe.
Any recipe, okay. We're going to go for a short break now. I'm going to ask the engineers here to open the lines. And we want to know from you, the first 3 callers, we're asking you the question is, what is your favorite chicken dish? What is your favorite chicken dish? And the first 3 callers can actually win themselves a heat bag. It's called a wheat bag. It has been sponsored by a sister called Anisa, and apparently she makes the wheat bags herself. She's using organic wheat, so it's a wheat heat bag. And the first three callers can call in and tell us what is your favorite chicken dish. And you can start dialing now, 011-854-1548. Please leave your name and telephone number with the engineer when he takes your call. Also, please, sisters, put your radio off, as when you come on air, we get that feedback as well, we can't hear as well. And also, most importantly, if you've won a gift on this program, then I suggest you give others a chance. I think that's only fair.
Yes.
So what is your favorite chicken dish? You can start dialing now, 011-854-1548, the first three callers. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, it's competition time and my engineer says that we've got our first three callers online. And the question we're asking you today is, what is your favorite chicken dish? And the first three callers can go away with a wheat heat bag. And it's kindly be sponsored by Sister Anisa. Let's go to our first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
And you're calling us from?
From Durban.
From Durban. Oh, welcome to the program, sister. Sister, what is your favorite chicken dish?
My favorite chicken is my mom's favorite garlic chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Should I give a recipe?
No, mom, sister, I don't need the recipe. I just want to know what is your favorite chicken dish, because we don't have time for you to share the recipes. Unfortunately, we're running short of time as well, and we still have to discuss a few things. But we just wanted to know, what is your favorite chicken dish?
This garlic chicken, we like to serve it with vegetables and pita bread.
Okay, lovely, sister. And do you make it often?
Yeah, because it's quite easy, and it's like you don't need sauces. I like to make stuff without sauce, you know, like, because it's more healthier.
Mm. Yes, correct, yeah. Sister, I agree with you. Yes. Yes. But anyway, Sister Jazakallah, for calling in, and you've won yourself a heat bag, and we will contact you after the program, Sister. Please leave your name and contact details for the engineer.
Jazakallah
so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Well, it was actually quite nice to hear from a sister from Durban for a change. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister? You're calling us from?
Len.
From Indonesia. Sister, what is your favorite chicken dish?
Red pepper chicken.
Red pepper chicken, sister. Yes. And did you make the red pepper chicken?
Yes, and I serve it with chips and garlic bread.
Oh, lovely, sister. And you made it quite often?
G.
Okay. Is that Apa Asya speaking?
G.
Oh, okay.
So regular caller.
Regular caller. So thank you for calling in, Apa Asya. And you've won yourself a wheat heat bag. And you can come and pick it up from the Radio Islam Studios.
Can I come and pick it up on Saturday?
On Saturday, no, sister. You come and pick it up between Monday and Friday from 8 to 4. The sisters are here.
8 to 4.
Can I
come and pick it up on Monday?
Yes, you can come on Monday, sister.
So I must come to the this thing.
Radio Islam Studios, 35 Kaku Avenue, Extension 1. Okay, sister, you need your contact details with the engineer, but you can come and pick it up on Monday. The sisters will be here between 8 and 4 p.m. Jazakallah for calling, sister. Assalamu alaikum. Let's go to our last and final caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
And you're calling us from?
From Indonesia.
From Indonesia, sister. What is your favorite chicken dish?
Kalya, chicken kalya.
Kalya, oh yes, okay.
With naan, it's very tasty.
Yes, and it's like the olden time food, you know, not this new, few funky foods and that. It's something that we all enjoy.
Okay.
So all the generation, absolutely, yes. Okay, sister. Jazakallah for calling in, and mashallah, you won yourself a lovely wheat heat bag, and it's made of organic wheat, and you can come and pick it up from the Radio Islam Studios between 8 and 4, between Monday and Friday.
Jazakallah, and keep up the good work.
Jazakallah, sister. Assalamu alaikum. Well, we've got our three lucky callers, and they've won themselves this lovely heat bag. I think for winter now.
Yes, yes.
No,
it
there
is.
Isn't a person that doesn't have an ache or pain, is right?
Exactly.
Let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how to cut, clean, and store chicken. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, Sister Rukshana says her favorite chicken is the almond chicken given by Auntie Khadija Ibrahim.
It's also a very nice chicken.
Very nice chicken. Okay, we've got a message here. This is it's quite an interesting one. You know, I think we all can learn from Auntie Khadija.
Okay.
She says, Salam, she waits for the Thursday program, Jazakallah, sister. Want to know, 1 liter milk and 2 teaspoons falooda powder, it comes out soft, don't set. My powder is fresh. I made falooda 3 times, didn't set. If I put too much falooda powder, will get hard. Please help.
Normally, with the with a liter of milk, 2 teaspoons are more than, it's just the right amount. I don't know why is it not setting, because it should set. If it's the falooda powder is fresh, it definitely has to set. Because when I make, I know, 4 cups of milk, 2 teaspoons of, 2 level teaspoons.
Yes, I also do that.
Of, of curd powder, and it has to set.
It sets,
it sets just the right,
just the right consistency of setting.
Yes.
With me,
it's not too soft and it's not too hard. It's just the right amount.
So what would you think is wrong there?
No, I have
because
no
she's
idea.
She's made it 3 times, still the same thing. She said falooda powder is fresh.
I hope it is fresh.
But
because
also
another
issue, boiling it together.
Yes.
You have to boil it.
You say you have, yes, that's another point. You have to boil the falooda powder with the milk.
It must boil.
Yes, and then you take it off and then you must just set it first and see what happens. Mm. It should definitely set, because 2 teaspoons is just enough. For that amount.
Because you're saying it's a fresh
falooda
powder.
She did it 3 times, so probably she's not boiling it.
You have to give it a boil.
Yes.
It must boil, not warm. It must boil.
It must. It has to like boil.
Boil. Yes. Yes. Okay. Jazakallah for it. The sister on Instagram says, "Salam, today's recipe sounds divine. We'll definitely try out. Inshallah, please share with me how much of rice, dal, and chicken would I need for a function for 100 people."
She left the phone at home.
Okay, sister. The sister can call Upgrade at home with 011-852-4026, but call her after 12.
Okay.
And she will assist you with that. Yes, this one says, is it possible to forward the telephone number of the woman that makes these wheat bags? Yes, sure, I will do that later in the program. Okay, this one says, how are you? And Aunt Kreja, I love the Jalfrezi chicken. It's very tasty, sweet and sour chicken. Tried it a few times, but I will appreciate if you have a nice recipe to share with us. We all enjoy your lovely recipes, Sister Tyra.
Okay.
It's also quite nice.
Yes.
You think more like the Jalfrezi chicken.
Jalfrezi is nice.
It's more like Pakistani cuisine.
Yes, yes.
And Jazakallah for it. It's always nice to know what the listeners want us
want
to share.
It, yes.
So we really appreciate
it. At least it makes it a bit easier for us.
Feedback as well.
Yes.
Then also, a sister said, must please repeat the magic masala recipe. Sure, we will do that for the sisters out there. And you'll be surprised. You know, I know of sisters and the creature that actually made this magic masala recipe and they're actually selling it.
Yes.
So it basically, it's like a home industry type of thing as
yes,
well.
Why not? Can I go ahead?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, for the magic masala, it's 1 kilo whole red dry chilies, 1/2 kilo fresh red chilies, 1 kilo garlic, 1 cup jeera, 1 cup dhana, 1 cup lemon juice, 1 cup of white vinegar, and 1 big tin of tomato puree. And last but not least, it's your salt. You grind all this together and you store it in your freezer.
Okay.
It stays very nice actually, right?
Yes. And like I said, we can use for meat,
for
chicken,
everything,
fish,
yes.
Whatever you. Okay, let's talk about chicken now. If you want to purchase a chicken, like, you know, what would you look out for to see your chicken is fresh?
Okay, it has to be a nice, you can actually see when the chicken is fresh. It's nice and pink and it's like, you know, you can see the chicken is fresh. I know nowadays life is so easy. Everybody just buys, cut, cleaned, and washed chickens. Nobody anymore buys a whole chicken and cut it.
Slaughter it themselves.
They
yes.
don't slaughter it. They don't cut it themselves because everything is so ready-made these days. So there you are. You can, but it's very important to learn how to cut a chicken, a whole bird. So in case one day if you're stuck, then you at least know where to start with it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you have to know how to cut a chicken.
And, you know, just for the benefit of the listeners, which part of the chicken can we consume?
Well, you know, In the olden days, the people used to eat everything, the head, the feet, all of it. Not in today's times. You won't get, everybody just wants more the fillet and nothing else but the fillet.
But it's so true. You know, that time they used to actually call the feet run away.
Yes, yes.
You know, and it's got the skin on it and, you know,
they eat it with the skin. They eat
the way
it
of
the skin.
I think the older people used to boil it.
The kidney, the liver, everything they used to eat of the chicken. It's in today's times that nobody, no. It's a no-no thing that nobody really eats all those things.
Mm-hmm.
You find very, very few people eating all the other parts of the chicken.
They used to make the cardio of the chicken feet.
Yes, yes.
Even the chicken head, yes.
They, like you say, they call it the runaways and they really used to
yes.
cook it. I know still my mother and I still cook it, make soup with it and they have it.
But it's very healthy.
They say it's, I mean, of course there is lots of health benefits to it.
The chicken fillets are very tasty.
Oh, yes.
It's
but today's youth
you
do not want to put it in their
like
mouth.
Like chicken lovers.
Gee.
Like, there's different ways of cooking chicken. And I think the chicken one is much tastier.
It is
I
would still
go for the chicken one, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, first you used to get the homegrown bred chickens.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call it the farm chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Those were really, really tasty, and it was just the taste was just something different.
Mm-hmm.
Today's youth are not going to eat it anymore. Everything is just like I said,
the chicken fillet
yes. and nothing else but chicken fillet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, how would you basically store your chickens?
Okay. Once you wash your chickens, you drain it very nicely and you put it in plastic packets and freeze it up. It stays very nice for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to put it, you know what, it mustn't get the freezer burn or something. So you have to store it nicely. Actually, people even put it in packets and fill it in Tupperwares and use it as they need.
Okay. Now, you know, if you go into a butcher, sometimes you find the chicken fillets actually inject like brine into it.
Yes.
And it's not like, you find it's not like fresh. You can
yes.
still see, like, you know, and
it's injected.
It's
yes.
injected, yes. yes. And you can actually make out the difference between the fresh fillet and the one that's been injected.
Yes.
I wonder why do they actually inject that?
They're like puffed up
puffed
already.
Up, yes.
yes. So you can see they're injected and the others are normal flat. Pink fresh chicken fillet you get. Lot of butchers and they sell the fresh fillet. And I promise you, you can see the difference.
Yes.
You do see the difference.
Even when you're cooking it, all of a sudden you just find like a small piece coming,
yes,
you know?
Yes, that little whitish thing coming out.
Fresh
yes.
One,
yes. Yes, you don't find it. But it's more healthier to eat the fresh than the injected fillet.
Okay. And what's the best ways of, how would you know that the chicken is basically now gone off, besides the smell?
Yes, that's the first thing. Oh, and it's a horrible thing to actually experience
mm-hmm.
because you must know that once that chicken goes off, that smell alone says it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I know then lots of people will, you know, try and make it up and put vinegar in the
mm-hmm.
water and all that. But we, you know what, it's rather not to consume it
yes.
because of food poisoning.
We have doubt. Especially
yes.
with the chicken, there's a lot of bacteria
yes.
in the chicken.
Chicken
all. You know, talking about it, also when you're cutting, you're cleaning your chickens, use a separate board, a separate
yes.
knife. Don't use the same knife now for the meat.
And your veggies and your fruit and all that. You have to have one totally.
Chicken has a lot of bacteria. It can create a lot of bacteria.
No,
just for example, I mean, many years ago, there was a sister, she actually got cut, and she didn't worry about the cut, and she was busy cutting the chicken and things like that, and she actually developed a bacteria that went into her finger, her whole arm swelled up because of bacteria. They call it, I don't know what was it, actually cold, you know, but because the bacteria of the chicken. So you have to be really careful. You
no,
know?
You have to be very careful. You have to be very, very careful. Try and use separately your boards and your knives and everything.
Okay. Then if you want to, what about, I'm not sure if people still make stuffed chicken, you know.
Yeah.
You know, how would you go on about marinating
You know what,
chicken?
You must wash your chicken first nice and thoroughly and drain it off and let it dry totally.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the stuffing in, however you want to. I know there's different ways and methods of stuffing the chicken. And then they normally tie it at the leg.
Yes.
And then they put it in your pot or your roasting pan and then you just bake, grill it or whatever or put it in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes very nice actually.
Yes.
If you prepare it properly.
Yes, you make your nice marinade. And some people even stuff an orange in there.
Yes. Some people put rice inside also.
Mm-hmm.
With a rice stuffing and a little bit of dried apricots and things like that. So again, it's entirely up to you what recipe you're using for stuffing.
Okay. So sisters, like always, I really enjoy listening to both your lovely sisters, Jazakallah. Jazakallah to you, sister, for the lovely program. How do we avoid the marrow coming out? That's, I suppose, chicken.
the marrow, normally they, especially in the neck, they normally you take out that white stuff from the neck with a toothpick or the skewer or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that they say you can't eat.
Okay.
So that normally I take it out with a skewer.
Mm-hmm.
But the marrow, once you see if the leg is totally closed, it won't really come out.
Come out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then this one says, I'm only 26 years old and I used to eat lots of farm chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now married in a small farm town and our neighbors' chickens visit our yard daily sometimes. I wish to catch and slaughter and make lekker terkari. It was divine and healthy. One day, inshallah. Oh, yes. So you've got actually chickens coming to visit. That was a lovely message. So
I promise you, those chickens, they're so differently to our normal chickens that we buy here from the butchers.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, the you taste know, is just different.
Okay, now you find that, you know, find type the chickens that actually have like blood clots.
Yes.
What do you do? Do you cut that out?
Yes. It's best to cut it out because it's more safer to use. You know why? Because you don't know what happened there, or else just try and cut that where it's bruised. Try and cut it off and
like
not use the chicken.
Yes.
Try not to use it, then you're on the safer side.
Okay. And also, Auntie Karecha, you know, how should a chicken be cooked? Like, you know, I think you shouldn't overcook a chicken.
No.
I think chicken gets done very quickly.
Exactly. Chicken, you must not overcook it, especially when it comes to fillet also. You see, the longer you cook it, the rubbery, it gets more like a rubberish taste.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to cook. Chicken cooks very quickly, especially our chickens of today. In no time, the chicken gets cooked, so do not overcook your chicken.
Especially if it's marinated.
Yeah. Especially if it's marinated.
Okay. Then also, the chicken skin of the chicken, you know, I know the skin of the chicken is very unhealthy.
Yes,
very
but not
unhealthy.
People like it, you see, especially when you're frying it or when they're grilling it. The chicken skin becomes crispy and people enjoy it that way.
Like on the wings, for that matter.
On the wings, yes. Or even the whole chicken also. Lots of people cook the chicken with the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I personally won't have it, and nor will my family eat it with the chicken on, or with the skin on.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, if you're brying it, it bries very nice and crispy, they say. I haven't tried it.
And when people talk about the chicken fat, that's also very, it's got like a lot of health
benefits.
Like to remove like scars or burnt marks.
Yes.
Or
you won't believe it. People
like
actually
that.
Collect it in bottles.
The chicken fat,
and
yes.
When they want it, they use it, and they say there's a lot of benefits to it.
Okay. This sister says, Rouse, please explain how to avoid the blood from oozing while cooking, even though I wash and pull veins.
You know, that's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know how to get rid of that blood. It normally, I don't know.
Yes. I suppose maybe just soak up your chicken nicely in a bit of vinegar or lemon juice. And but then again, I think just check what type of chicken you're buying.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And turkey meat, is it more tougher than normal chicken?
Yes, definitely. It is a much more tougher. It takes longer to cook. Turkey is definitely a much more tougher meat.
Mm-hmm.
So it does take longer to cook. And it's the same as a farm chicken. Farm chicken normally is more tougher than our normal chicken that you get.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a longer while. The taste is totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Then also we talk about, like we spoke about the chicken wings and neck. I agree, how would you basically like butterfly a chicken?
Butterfly, you just normally cut it in half and you open the whole chicken up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a butterfly chicken. Then you can even put it on a braai or you can grill it in the oven. They normally butterfly chicken, the baby chickens more.
The baby chicken.
Yes, and it's much more nicer and easier to eat. You know, when you're cooking a roast chicken, it's more easier to butterfly the chicken and roast it than to use a whole chicken, because sometimes the inside don't get nicely cooked and masalaed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you butterfly the chicken, it's so much more easy.
And you find that the baby chicken, you spoke about the baby chickens,
yes,
are used for the confining mamas in the humara soup.
Yes, for that also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some people feel chicken is a lot of heat in it, you know?
Yes, but I don't think so. No, there is no such a thing, is it?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, chicken is the best meal to cook, like, you know.
Yes, and There's different ways you can get, like chicken drumsticks, you can get the wings, you can get the thighs.
Today I'm telling you, you get everything at the butcher's.
Different parts of the chicken you can sort separately.
Yes.
And also, like, some people just love the neck of the chicken.
Yes. So you only get the neck. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how it is, Jay.
Okay. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program. Jizagla for those who called in, who messages, and Jizagla the engineers as well. And to the three lucky callers, this is the sister from Durban. I will be calling you during the course of the day. And the two sisters from Lanesia, you can come and pick up your wheat heat pack bags here at the radio station between 8 and 5 from Monday to Friday and ask for Sister Faiza. So Jizagla to our sponsor, Sister Anisa as well. May Allah Ta'ala reward you in abundance as well. And there's a message coming through here from a sister. She says, she said she wants to know how is my mom and dad doing in Medina. Alhamdulillah, they're doing so well. And you know, when you're in the Mubarak places, all your aches and pains just vanish.
It does.
So Alhamdulillah, they are in good health. And they're very well in making dua for all as well. Jazakallah for asking as well. Much appreciated. Well, we come to the end of a lovely program. Inshallah, I'll be back with you next week. From me, Sister Amara, and at Kresha Prime. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.